The main feature of the senior citizen savings scheme is maturity of the scheme. The maturity, the period of maturity of the scheme is 5 years. However, they are permitted to, prematurely permitted to withdraw with penalty, right? The account can be closed without any charge, without any charges after the expiry of account. Nomination facility as it is permitted, like all other accounts, it is permitted. Number of accounts, individuals are allowed to operate more than one account by themselves or open a joint account with the spouse. However, this joint account can be opened only with the spouse, and the initial depositor is the investor of the joint account. Minimum and maximum amount. Only a single deposit is allowed to be made in the account, and it can be in multiples of rupees 1000, and maximum amount that can be deposited will be rupees 30 lakhs. Right? And this deposit amount less than 1 lakh can be paid by the cash, while amount anything beyond 1 lakh, 1 lakh must be paid by way of check. The in case of check payment, the date of check realization, not deposit, not date of check, but date of check realization will be the opening date for this account. And transfer of the account, senior citizen savings scheme account can be transferred from one bank to post office and vice versa. One post by mistake, that name bank is mentioned here. It should be read as post office, from one post office to another post office, right? And there is, if any bank, public sector banks have such kind of deposit account of the similar features, then it may be permitted from bank to post office and post office to bank. The proceeds to open the senior citizen savings scheme account is also easy and hassle-free. Premature withdrawals. Premature withdrawal after 1 year after opening the account is allowed. However, 1.5% charge and 1% charge of the total amount deposited will be charged in case of the premature withdrawal after 1 year and 2 years. So if it is closed before completing 1 year from the date of opening the account, then 1.5% penalty will be there. If that is closed within 2 years from the date of opening the account, then 1% penalty will be levied. Okay. Tax benefit. The Section 80C of Income Tax Act 1961, individuals are eligible for tax deduction on investment up to 1.5 lakhs. Here there is a provision of tax benefit, that is up to 1.5 lakhs. But in case of the interest which is generated more than rupees 10,000 per annum, the tax will be deducted at the source. Right? Now, another type of account is 15 years public provident fund account. 15 years tenure. Right? So, this is very important as far as the tax savings is concerned. Any amount which is deposited in this PPF account will be considered as for the rebate while calculating the tax. The public provident fund, that is PPF, the scheme is known popularly as a PPF account. So, this PPF account scheme is very popular for the long-term savings scheme in India, because it is a combination of tax saving and safety. Dono bhi aa jata hai. So PPF scheme, way back it was launched in 1968 and it is continued even now also. The main objective of the scheme is to help the individual to make a small savings and provide the return on the savings. This scheme offers the attractive rate of interest and no tax is required to be paid on the returns that you will be getting after the from the interest rate or interest is credited to that account. Now, who can open that account? Who can open? Any Indian citizen can open the PPF account. You open only PPF account unless your second PPF account is in the name of minor. You cannot invest in PPF if you are NRI or HUF. NRI or HUF. Individuals can open the PPF account at a bank or at the post office. This PPF account can be opened with any bank, that is public sector bank. Particularly, I am referring to the State Bank of India or at the post offices. Earlier, opening of the PPF account was allowed only to the nationalized banks. However, private banks such as Axis, HDFC, ICICI Bank, they are also offering the PPF schemes. Okay, the documents required to open the PPF account consist of one application form must be submitted, that is in prescribed application form. Okay, ID proof, Aadhaar card, PAN card, passport, address proof. There may be current address, wherever current address is mentioned, that should be submitted. That may be utility bill, that is telephone bill, or it may be electricity bill. Then signature proof, that is PAN card. Okay, and after submission of the above document, the amount that is required to be opened the PPF account, that can be deposited into this account. Now, how do you close this provident fund account? Because larger period, 15 years period is given. The rule which governing the public provident fund account, that says that it cannot withdraw the public provident fund account balance after your public provident fund account finishes its tenure of 15 years. Now, once the completion of 15 years term, you can get access to the public provident fund account balances and also withdraw it. Any time before completion of the full tenure, that is 15 years, you cannot withdraw the entire public provident fund account amount in PPF account. The premature withdrawal of the PPF up to 50% of the account balance is allowed once you complete 5 years of public provident fund. After completion of 5 years, 50% of the amount accumulated that you are permitted to withdraw. What are other features? The main feature of the PPF account consists of investment limit. For PPF, you should have a minimum investment of rupees 500 and your maximum investment is 1.5 lakhs every year, every financial year, right? Then tenure. Tenure is a 15 years. This can be extended in set of 5 years subsequently. And what is the deposit frequency? Within what period you can deposit? Your deposit into PPF account has to be made every year. Every year PPF account mein aapko paisa dalna hi hai. You have to deposit. Right? And that is the maximum amount permissible every year is 1.5 lakhs. Right? Opening balance that can be rupees 100. Annual investment over 1.5 lakh will not earn any interest. There is a rider. If you deposit 2 lakhs rupees, you cannot get 50,000 interest on 50,000, but you will get interest on 1.5 lakhs. That is the maximum amount permitted to be deposited in PPF account. Nomination. PPF account holder you can have the nominee of your account when you open the account, or thereafter also you are permitted to do so. Mode of deposit. You can make the deposit into a PPP account by check, by cash, by demand draft, or online fund transfer from your existing account. What is the risk in PPF? The PPF is backed by the Indian government, and so it is a risk-free and offers the guaranteed return. Joint account. Yes, you can hold the joint account with only one individual, with only one individual names. Loan against PPF. Loan against PPF. You can avail the loan against the PPF during the third and the sixth year of contribution. Third and sixth year. And maximum tenure for your loan that can be availed is for 3 years. 3 years you have to repay it. The loan amount that you can avail should be 25% of the total amount which is available in the PPF account. And if you repay your first loan completely, then you can take the second loan also before beginning of the sixth year. PPF interest rate, 7.9% to 7.1%, and it is compounded. It is compounded on annual basis, not quarterly basis, annual basis. The interest is paid on March 31st, and the PPF interest rate is set by the Finance Ministry on yearly basis. Calculation of interest is based on minimum balance that is available between the close of the fifth day and the last day of the month. Tax benefit that you will get, which comes under the exempt category, and deposits that you make in the public provident fund will be deductible under section ETC, so deduction is permitted. The amount that you will accumulate and the interest will be exempt from the tax when you withdraw your money. You should note that you cannot close the public provident fund account before maturity of 15 years. Right? And the investment that are made under the public provident fund PPF account comes under the exempt, that is EEE category. Therefore, under section 80C of Income Tax Act, all the deposits made towards the PPF account are tax exempted. Now, another scheme which is launched by the post office is National Savings Certificate. It is National Savings Certificate. This is a fixed income scheme that can be opened at the post office is the National Savings Certificate, and scheme is also a risk product and the secure. Now, the main features is a tenor, period for which you can invest in National Savings Certificate. It is a 5 years. You can invest for 5 years in National Savings Certificate. Now, rate of interest. How much rate you will get it on it? The amount invested will attract the rate of interest at 7.7% per annum as of now. Then, minimum amount. What is the minimum amount you can deposit? Minimum amount that you can deposit is rupees 1,000. And tax benefit is under section 80C of the Income Tax Act. Then any amount you can invest into that, right? This NSC scheme is available at all NSC post offices in the Indian government, promotes NSC scheme, and due to the number of post offices present in India, it is very, access is very everywhere for, to the post office. The scheme has become very popular in India. Eligibility to invest in NSC scheme is, Individual must be an Indian citizen. There is no age limit for the individual in order to purchase the NSE certificate. Non-resident Indians cannot invest. Non-resident Indians, they are not permitted to invest in NSE. Okay? Investment can be made with another adult individual, that is jointly, can buy the NSE on behalf of minor also. Under NSE 8th issue, the HUF and the trust are not eligible to invest in these schemes. Minimum investment is amount is 1,100 rupees, 100 rupees, and in multiples of 10,000, 5,000, 1,000, 500, and 100. These are pre-printed certificate. Different denomination, it is available. It is a certificate issued by the post office. That will be for 100 rupees, 10,000, 5,000, 1,000, 500, 1, whatever may be the amount that in round sum you are depositing. So it is a pre-printed amount is prescribed on the certificate itself, printed. Okay. Now maturity. 5 years is a maturity and 10 years are the two maturity periods of the scheme that individuals can choose from. Rate of interest payable, as I said, it was 7.7% and it is compounded on annual basis, not on quarterly basis, where the interest payable is at maturity only. Nomination, family members including the minors can be added as a nominee by investor, and in case of investor passed away, expired, dead, then during the tenure of the scheme, the nominee will be able to inherit the scheme, right? Now, what are the different types of NSEs? Initially, NSE 9 issued and NSE 8 issue, where the two types of certificates were available. Loan against NSE. NSE can be used as a security or collateral and can be provided to the banks to avail the loan, that share, that certificate, NSE certificate. Against that, bank can provide the loan, taking that as a security. Purchase of NSE, upon submitting the required document, the scheme can be purchased from the post offices. Transfer of certificate. Transfer of certificate of NSE is possible from one post office to another. Transfer of certificate from one individual to another individual is also possible. However, the certificate will retain the same and the name of the new owner shall be written on the certificate and the name of the old owner will be rounded off. Now, of the scheme, what are the advantages? Advantages, one of the main advantage in investing the NSE is the tax benefit that individual can avail. And also it is a guaranteed under this scheme. Return is guaranteed. Right? Then many individual prefer NSE scheme as it can provide a regular income once they retire, except for the interest that is earned in the final year. And the remaining interest that is generated is tax-free. In case the individual lose the original certificate, lost, the duplicate certificate can be obtained. Even after maturity period, individuals have an option to continue investing in the scheme. And transfer of the certificate is allowed from one individual to another. However, it is allowed only once during the lock-in period, that is 10 years or 5 years. The interest that is generated is compounded on yearly basis, not quarterly basis, and reinvested towards the scheme. Therefore, the invested amount of the individual increases without purchasing the certificate also. What are the documents required to purchase the NSE? Why I'm using the word purchase? Because it is a pre-printed certificate only. only your name will be inserted. That's it. It can be transferred thereafter. Okay. So, the NSE application form is a must at the time of submitting the application. Original identification proof such as passport, permanent PAN card, or voter ID, driving license, senior citizen ID, or any other ID which is issued by Government of India for verification. Investor must submit a photograph. Address proof, utility bills, electricity, or any other bills that can be acceptable. Tax benefit provided by the NSC under Section 80C of Income Tax Act, tax benefit up to 1.5 lakh that can be availed by investing towards the NSC. Interest that is earned or generated on a yearly basis by the investing into NSC is considered as a new investment for the tax benefit. And the tax deducted at source, that is TDS, is not applicable under National Savings Certificate. However, as per the marginal income tax rate, the tax must be paid on the interest that is earned, right? Now, another scheme is a Kisan Vikas Patra. Kisan Vikas Patra. This Government of India backed flexible investment instrument offered in the form of certificate. And it is a fixed rate small savings scheme. It is designed to double your investment after predetermined period of the time, that is 115 months in currently available to the issue. As per the current rule, Kisan Vikas Patra certificate can be purchased from the select public sector banks as well as from India Post offices. This Kisan Vikas Patra has few highlights. Key highlights is rate of interest. Here, rate of interest payable is 7.5%, which is compounded annually. Tenor will be 115 months, that to double it, double the investment, 115 months. Then investment amount, minimum 1,000, maximum, there is no maximum limit as such. Okay. Tax benefit up to 1.5 lakh under Section 80C of the Income Tax Act. It is permitted under Kisan Vikas Patra. Kisan Vikas Patra interest rate may change periodically based on it is announced by the Finance Ministry. Current rate of interest will be is 7.5% for the year, financial year 2023-2024, that is this year, which will double your investment in 115 months. This KVP, that is Kisan Vikas Patra, is a saving certificate scheme which is available in the denomination of rupees 1,000, 5,000, 10,000, 5,000. 10,000, 50,000. The minimum amount that can be invested or purchased is 1,000 rupees. However, there is no upper limit on purchase. You can take 10 certificate of 1,000 each also. You can take 100, no issues. There is no maximum limit as such. Considering these highlights, what are the salient features of the Kisan Vikas Patra? This encourages the habit of saving among the Indians. This is a one-time investment. And investment procedure is easy and simple. Available mostly in the physical form, the certificates. And the certificate can be purchased by an adult for himself or on behalf of minor or by two adults. Interest can be paid. Interest can be shown on the yearly basis, accrual method, or by adding the total interest earned on the maturity to the total income. Receipt method, right? This KVP can be purchased from any department of post office. facility of nomination is available. Certificate can be transferred from one person to another person, or one post office to another post office. This certificate can be encashed after 2 and 1/2 years from the date of issue. It is paid good rate of return, and it is safety and also have the tax benefit. This interest rate stays the same throughout the duration of the certificate. Premature encashment of the Kisan Vikas Patra is not permissible, and the certificate can only be encashed in the event of death of the holder or forfeiture of the pledge or on the order of the court. Now the last scheme, that is Sukanya Samruddhi Yojana or Sukanya Samruddhi Yojana account. The scheme is very popular nowadays because the scheme is meant for girl child. So Sukanya Samruddhi Yojana is a small deposit scheme of the Government of India, which is exclusively for the girl child. The scheme is meant to meet the education and the marriage expenses of your girl child. The interest accrued and the maturity, that is exempt from the tax. Okay? The calculator for calculation of the Sukanya Samruddhi Yojana, the calculator only can help you to find out the tenor, find out the exactly the amount. Investor can use the calculator to find out how much he can approximately save via the scheme for the daughter's higher education and the marriage. Some of the highlights of the Sukanya Samruddhi Yojana are as under. Here, rate of interest payable is 8% per annum. Quarter 1, financial year 23-24. Okay. Then, maturity period, age limit. 21 years of the age of the girl child until the girl child marries after the age of 18 years. Right? Then, minimum deposit amount is rupees 250. You can start with 250, and maximum deposit amount rupees 1.5 lakhs in a financial year. And that is the only one-time deposit. Every year you cannot deposit. Right? Eligibility. Parent or the legal guardian of the girl child below the age of 10 are eligible to open Sukanya Samruddhi Yojana account in the name of girl child. And the income tax rebate, the eligible for the rebate under the Section 80C and Income Tax Act 1961, maximum cap is rupees 1,50,000. Key features of Sukanya Samruddhi Yojana. Features. This account holder, if is not able to make the minimum deposit of 250 rupees in a financial year, her account will be termed as default account. Till the maturity date, this default account will earn the interest as applicable to the scheme. Defaulted account can be revived prior to completion of the 15 years of the account opening by paying at least 250 plus rupees 50 for each defaulted year. So it means if you are opening it with every month 250 rupees, then for the lapsed period, instead of 250, you have to pay 300 because that 50 rupees is the penalty of the defaulted amount. Then girl child can operate her own account after the age of 18. Till then, parent or natural guardian are only operating this account. Once she is attaining the age of 18 years, she will be eligible for operating the Sukanya Samriddhi Yojana account after submitting all the necessary documents to the post office or bank where the account is being held. Withdrawal can also be made from this account up to 50% of the balance available at the end of the previous financial year once the girl child will become above 18 years. And that has passed the 10th standard examination to meet the expenses relating to higher education, such as the fee or other such charges. Maximum one withdrawal can be made in a year, in a lump sum or in installments for a maximum of 5 years, subject to ceiling specified that in actual requirement or other charges. Tax exemption implication of the SSY. From the taxation perspective, the Sukanya Samriddhi Yojana investments are designated as EEE, that is exempt investment. This means that the principal invested, the interest earned, as well as the maturity amount is tax-free. Three aspects: principal investment, interest earned, and maturity amount. All the three are exempted. That means exempt, EEE, right? So under the existing taxation rule, SSY, the tax education, tax deduction benefit on the principal amount invested is up to 1.5 lakhs per annum under the Section 80C of the Income Tax Act. Friends, we completed our discussion on the post office investment deposit schemes. Now, up till now, post office, debt securities and bank deposit we have taken into consideration for understanding the investment management. Okay, till then, thank you very much.